New research shows that a combination of inexpensive antiretroviral drugs can be very effective in treating HIV-positive women in developing countries. In fact, new research shows the treatment is just as effective as a much more expensive drug combination. However, the study also shows the cheaper drugs can carry a greater risk of side effects. Antiretroviral drug treatment has proven effective in suppressing the AIDS virus and saving lives. The drugs have changed the prognosis of the disease from one of certain death, usually within 10 years, to a chronic illness. In 2010, the World Health Organization recommended that treatment of HIV-infected women in poor areas should include the drug nevirapine. It's inexpensive and is often used in preventing the transmission of HIV from mothers to their newborns. Research at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston shows nevirapine, in combination with other antiretrovirals, is just as effective as another combination that costs a lot more. Dr. Shaheen Lachman led a study of 500 HIV-infected African women who were in advanced stages of HIV/AIDS.
There is very little known about the optimal regimen to use in persons living with HIV in resource-limited settings, and in particular in women living with HIV globally. The burden of HIV disease really is in resource-limited settings.
Lachman is an associate professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. She says the study of the nevirapine-based combination looked at possible drug resistance. It's known that when nevirapine is given to women by itself, not part of a combination, resistance can develop.
Many women are diagnosed with HIV and first enter the HIV care system when pregnant, and they are then offered often just one or two antiretroviral drugs to try and interrupt transmission of HIV to their baby. But these drugs, in particular single-dose nevirapine, which a woman takes during labor and gives one dose to her baby, while somewhat effective at reducing transmission to the baby, leave three-quarters of women with detectable drug-resistant virus.
The question is, did that same drug resistance to nevirapine occur when combined with several other antiretrovirals? The answer is no. But there was other good news as well.
In the women who had not previously taken single-dose nevirapine, about 83% of women were able to suppress their virus and stay alive and well after starting the nevirapine-based regimen. So comparing that to the best first-line regimens that we have here in the U.S., where the success rate is closer to 90 to 95%, 83% is not perfect, but it's solidly good.
However, while it was not as good as regimens here in the U.S., it was as good as a much more expensive regimen that is available in some developing countries. The downside of the nevirapine combination, however, is the side effects.
A reasonable number of patients had to switch off of nevirapine treatment because of toxicity. And that was not particularly surprising. So about 14% of the women had to stop nevirapine because of toxicity.
Nevirapine can be toxic to the liver and skin. Lachman says if treatment is not stopped soon enough after symptoms appear, women can develop a life-threatening drug sensitivity reaction. Women in the study were closely monitored, though, and given a different drug regimen if necessary. But women not in such a study, and not closely monitored, could be at risk. Some may simply stop taking the drugs and forego treatment. And without treatment, Lachman says, they will die. She says women deserve better.
We really do need to push to get safer, better tolerated, more effective treatments accessible so that even if you have only one or perhaps two lines of treatment, the majority of people who start these can stay on them for life without toxicity.
She estimates millions of women need such treatment. She says PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and the Clinton Global Initiative are some of the best efforts to achieve that goal. The study was funded in part by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the National Center for Research. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.